Love Matiti from Miss Congeniality, trying to start her day now. I am so, so excited. It's Women Crush Wednesday, where every Wednesday, or every alternate Wednesday, we bring in a lady, a female, someone who identifies as a woman, to hang out and to tell us how she is absolutely killing it, slaying. Mum, that is S-L-A-Y, not S-L-E-I-G-H. I mean it in my mum actually, my mum actually thought that. She was very upset. So, full confession, I actually found out about you from my mum. She went to her regular checkup for her 6-month checkup at Aga Khan University Hospital. She had a mastectomy about a year ago now. And she saw one of your flyers and she was like, my prayers have been answered. I have been trying and trying and trying. My mum has been trying so hard to find something to put down her shirt now that she calls herself lopsided now because one of the breasts were removed. She is thankfully cancer free. Hi, Chris. But you know, we started off. I remember when my sister and I we took out our bras, we took out the padding, we tried to make her a cup. We did some sewing. I put some glitter on it. She's gone from trying to use that. We called it a cup of love. You can take that name. She's gone from using that to socks to just giving up altogether and wearing crop tops. It's frustrated her completely. Now, Dr. Mary Mugambi, that frustration is something that you felt. Let's start at the beginning. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. I am completely blown away. Thank you for inviting me. Hello, listeners.
Yes. No, it's my complete pleasure. I think you are phenomenal. I've never met you. I'm so excited to have you on this show.
I'm so excited too. Thank you.
Now, so are you, let's jump straight in.
Yes.
Are you cancer-free?
As of this week, my PET scan showed that I am cancer-free.
Yes.
But I'm still going to have to go through radiation just to make sure that I remain cancer-free.
Wow.
So I'm still on the journey. I don't think you're ever off the journey. Once you start this journey, you always have to keep checking and checking and checking.
So Dr. Mary Mugambi, you are you have a PhD, you're a lecturer. When did you first get diagnosed with breast cancer?
You wouldn't believe this. I was marking exams in 2016. And for whatever reason, I was cold. It was a cold July. And I was completely covered and my hands were free. So I was looking for a warm place to keep my hands. So I put it in my armpit and pressed real hard. And that's when I felt the lump on the corner of my breast. I couldn't imagine. I just sat there. So that was the first sign.
How big was the lump?
And it's really just like your knuckle, the tip of your knuckle. And you just, pressing hard. And I said, wait a minute. My boob is supposed to be soft everywhere, not that.
Did you worry or did you start thinking to yourself, oh no, it's probably X, Y, Z?
No. I did worry because, first of all, I was way past my 40th birthday. And, you check yourself and it's just having like a knuckle in the middle of your cheek. It doesn't belong there. So something hard and soft tissue, I realized I got a problem.
So yeah, that was how many years
2016.
Ago? 2016.
That was the first bout.
And it's come back four times.
Four times.
But you are this ball of energy. You're smiling. You've even put lipstick on. I can't put lipstick on the best days. How do you keep going?
I've been asked that question and it's always the same answer. I do draw my energy from my children. I've got very young children and they require a mom and a stable home. And if I don't do that and I allow myself to get depressed, then I take away somebody's mom. And I'm not gonna do that. I am that mom, but I'm not going to take away children's mother. So I have to get up at 5:30 in the morning and make sure my son is picked up at 6 by those yellow school buses. Yeah. And my daughter, who's a special needs, has to be picked up by a yellow bus. So they require a stable home, and a stable home requires a mother. And in all that, that's it. There's nothing, there's not no big magic. Two children need a strong mom.
Whew, okay, we're talking all things brilliance. We've gone into mum territory now, so I'm welling up. We're going to take a quick break, listen to Dua Lipa na Mpesa and Elton John singing Cold Heart. We're nothing but warmth today here with Dr. Mary Mugambi, our Woman Crush Wednesday on 98.4 Capital FM. Oh man, it is amazing in studio today. I'm holding the envy of many a man. I'm holding a cup of boob. That is. And try and think past that, boys. Try and think past that. And girls, some girls. 0701-984-984. If you Joan, you message and you say, amazing lady, how imagine the shock of finding out the way you did. And it's true, Dr. Mary Mugambi, it must have been an absolute shock. We will get, I see you've requested Boney M. Rasputin, which is it's telling. It's telling. It's definitely an era, but we love that here on 98.4 Capital FM. Now, very quickly, I just wanted to ask you, what was the start? Because you're here. Yesterday, I called you. And where were you when I called you?
I was actually trying to, what do you call it, to put a not just a trademark, but a patent.
Wow.
To this silicone breast. This silicone breast is called a new me, because I was a brand new me. When I put that first silicone breast on my chest, I felt so feminine, so brand new. And that's where I was. I wanted to patent the silicone breasts. And that's when I got your call. I'm so grateful.
No, I'm so grateful. We will get back to finding out a bit more. I know all the men are like, sorry, what? Let's learn more about those.
Silicone breast,
good
yes.
Lord. Boys, I have them in my hand. Send us a message on 0701-984-984. Can you imagine at the beginning of this show at 6:10 a.m. I gave out my actual number. We'll be right back after this. Good morning. Smooth vibes from Bien and Aaron Rimbui, Bald Men Anthem. There you go, 98.4 Capital FM. We're talking about a different part of the body now, and actually the absence of it, breasts. Yes, men and some women. They're not. They're also just mammary glands, yeah. But they are a thing. Dr. Mary Mugambi, you had a mastectomy or double
mastectomy.
That's only one boob breast, removed.
Yeah.
I should call it breast. Yes.
Boob breast. Boob.
Matiti.
Matiti.
There you go. It is Woman Crush Wednesday, and we do bring you the best guests. You know we do, and women who are leading in their field. And there's actually no one else in this field of prosthetic breasts in Kenya. These are not made here.
No, there are other. I have two competitors.
Okay.
The first product that is there are knitted breast prosthetics.
Knitted with what?
With wool.
But that's so squidgy and scratchy. That's not nice and firm.
There's no product that is perfect.
Okay.
Then there is the second competitor, which is like a plastic bag filled with liquid, silicone. But then that has got the danger of busting.
Good Lord. Oh, these are the options.
Those are the options that was there. And so, I know the second option that I've just described starts at 20,000. So it's really out of the reach of people. Mm. It was the out of reach of for me as a lecturer.
Really?
So my option was very limited. Where the wool, or stuff socks and headscarves, or try and save for 20,000 that will last.
Who knows when?
Who knows when?
And it's itchy plastic that's slippery, I don't know what.
Yeah.
So explain to us, mm-hmm. My mum had a mastectomy, and I'm just like, it's fine. Like, no one's going to notice. It's just wear baggy shirts. Psychologically, what is it to lose a breast?
First of all, remember we are mammals.
Yes.
Our first relationship as a mammal, as a human being, the relationship with your mother begins at what? At the delivery room, mm-hmm. in the maternity ward, when you first have to breastfeed. We all have a relationship with a breast. Now, come several decades later, when I first saw my breast was gone, I was being held by the two nurses to take me to the bathroom, and I cried, I yelled, I screamed, and I said, oh God, I'm not a woman anymore. You know, we are attached. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female, you are attached to the first relationship you had as a human, your mom's breast, as a breast, or even your own breast, mm. as a lady.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
So psychologically, are there any words to describe seeing first that you're a lady, and when you wake up from the operation, you're flat?
And there's that scar. It's like a centipede scar on your chest.
It is. And it will forever be there. It will be forever be there. We don't realize it, but our breasts, we nurture. And if you're a married lady, for intimate purposes, mm-hmm. psychologically, mm-hmm. I gotta call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
But when it's not there, I don't know, something leaves. Something happens to you mentally.
So you took a year mm-hmm. to research using medical grade silicone and shaping your own breast, solving this problem.
I tried everything. I even tried the silicone that is used for, I call it hardware, and by the plumbers to plug plug the bathtub when it cracks.
No. polyfiller in your breast.
Oh no.
It's melt and like, you know, acetic acid, and it's hard. It didn't work. All right. I used many things. But finally, thank God to the internet and YouTube, a year's worth of, what do you say, surfing the internet?
Yes.
It's like Googling for a chocolate cake. There are 10,000 cakes. So you take pieces of information from everywhere and you try to create your own recipe. And somehow, after many, 50,000 or 100,000 in the hole, something gelled.
And you get
literally.
And it's I'm holding one right now. First of all, I want one of these nipples. It's lovely. it's firm. It doesn't move.
And it will always keep shape.
Yes. And it'll always look like it's cold. I love this. Can I borrow these?
Oh, by the way, if you've got really small boobs, I can give you instant boobs.
Yeah.
Hey, so you can upgrade your size.
There you go. You've got an answer for everything. Dr. Mary Mugambi in studio. If you know someone who is looking for this, who's had a mastectomy, do let us know on 0701 984 984. This is so... It's very pleasing to touch, and I can understand watching my mum struggle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to steal these, and I have a song for you. We'll be right back after some Boney M. There you go, Russia's greatest love machine on 98.4 Capital FM, and we have Kenya's best breast maker in studio with us, Dr. Mary Mugambi. I think we can safely call you that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
thank you.
Why not? I've decided you're going to be the Kenya's best breast maker. Okay. It's a bit of a mouthful. Now, where are you? So how many have you made so far? And have you started selling? Are you going to?
Yes, I have started selling privately to women. And I sell out of my home office.
Mm-hmm.
Women are suffering very much in silence. And so the word of mouth is slowly going there out there. I don't have a shop or anything, just a home office.
How can we find you? I know women want to.
I have a website, www.newbreastsnow.com. But I am located in Kileleshwa in Nairobi.
Okay.
Yes.
So newbreastsnow.com. So, okay, just forgive me. What is reconstructive surgery? Reconstructive surgery is when you've had a mastectomy and then they put some stuff in there and make a boob and like sew it on?
There are two options. Probably this is a good question for the surgeon, but for what I know is there's one, they put a different silicone breast inside your chest.
Wow.
Those ones over the decades have presented problems. The second option is they take tissue from a different part of your body and transplant it inside your chest. And those surgeries, I was talking to my doctor the other day, they start at $1 million.
No way.
$1 million. They start $1 million. That obviously not many people will be able to come up with $1 million.
And these, I mean, they're made of medical grade silicone,
yes.
your breasts.
Yes.
so you can take them up, you can wash them.
You can swim in them.
Really?
You can wash them with soap and water.
Yeah.
I've gone swimming with mine and then I dried them and then I went out to dinner.
Dr. Mary Mugabe on
the
town.
Gym and tennis and basically it's medical silicone is the, I would say, product that makes dolls for children.
Yes.
So if it's safe enough for children to lick and put in their mouth, it's safe enough to put in your bra.
And different cup sizes. So now you've overcome breast cancer 4 times.
Yes.
Congratulations. Now you are an expert in molding breasts. How do you, a woman comes to you, a sufferer comes to you, a cancer survivor, I should say, mm-hmm. and you take the measurements, you figure out the cup size, all of these different things.
Oh, I go straight to the point. I say, bring your bra.
And we'll fill it.
It's the one that you used to wear. And I've got standard cup sizes. So if you're A or B or C, all the way to the very big ladies, we'll just choose the one that fits your cup. And you put it on, and it's so really good to see women just come in flat and they go out smiling. Even the packages that I used to buy to package them after selling, they're still collecting dust because women want to go
and wear them immediately.
Wear immediately.
Oh, you are a Woman Crush Wednesday. We're going to break for a little bit of music courtesy of the Lighthouse family. All feel good vibes today in studio with Dr. Mary Mugambi, I'm sorry, on Women Crush Wednesday on 98.4 Capital FM. Dr. Mary Mugambi, our Woman Crush on this Wednesday, the 19th of January. That was Lighthouse Family with Hi, 98.4 Capital FM. We bring you the best guests. We really do. But now it's up to you. Dr. Mary Mugambi has overcome breast cancer 4 times. She is a lecturer. She is a mother of 2. What are you doing? And I'm asking you to help Dr. Mary Mugambi give women and those who have suffered from breast cancer and mastectomies and double mastectomies a new lease on life. So find Dr. Mary Mugambi by messaging me on 0701-984-984 or DMing me, you know who you are, or going to newbreastsnow.com. Because if she can do this and help people, then you can give a little bit of cash and help people too. Dr. Mary Mugambi, thank you so much. This interview will be on our playback on our website. But thank you for being our Woman Crush Wednesday. You must come back and you must continue to be a friend of Capital FM. And you must continue to fight cancer because we cannot lose you.
I am eternally grateful, Davina. Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners, for listening and keep going.
Aww.
Thank you.
We're going to keep going to the news and we're going into the next studio for photos and cuddles. Good morning.
Good morning.